After almost 30 years testing this water, the Buzzards Bay Coalition explains the decline is the result of overdevelopment, outdated wastewater infrastructure, and a testing condition. The group collected water samples right after a rainstorm washed pollutants like nitrogen into the bay. But Rachel Jacuba, the coalition's science director, says nitrogen loading is only increasing, and one consequence will be more algae blooms that threaten the survival of crucial bay plants like seagrass.
Seagrass is a nursery ground for a lot of fish species, and that requires sunlight penetrating in. If the waters have dense algae blooms and are murky, the sunlight can't get through to the plants and the plants can't survive.
To improve water quality, Jacuba says people should start in their own backyards. Less lawn fertilizer and more nitrogen-reducing septic systems. For WCAI, I'm Eve Zukoff.